Right now, though, we're going to start, and we've got pictures of this, and we'll have it up on our social media if you want to see. But a bizarre and a strange and a dangerous situation was discovered by James Stafford as he was out walking his daughter in her buggy on the road in Listowel, just up at the Tim Kennelly roundabout, the busy intersection there, are three different junctions at the Tim Kennedy roundabout. He saw something shining on the footpath, and unbelievably, somebody had decided to nail three strips of metal with spikes pointing upwards in between the expansion joint of the footpath, which would catch people wearing pumps, people cycling, children and pets and dog walkers that frequent that area if they're unaware of what had happened. I caught up with James just before coming in here, and I first of all asked him when he first saw something on the footpath and what exactly it turned out to be.
Yeah, it was very shocking. Myself and my daughter were out on Saturday morning out for a quick walk, and I seen a little reflection on the pavement. As we got closer to it, I looked down and I realised that someone had nailed roof truss brackets to the ground. Spikes pointing up, obviously, and obviously you're going to be alarmed, so tried to pull them up out of the ground, but there was, you could see they were nailed in, you know. So we travelled back up to the house, and I threw it up on Facebook just to warn people, if anyone was going by, people with dogs and bikes and stuff, you know, it's going to cause an injury. So once I got back up to the house, dropped off the daughter, I went in, out to the shed and got some tools, and I had to go down and pull them up before anyone else got injured. So
where exactly was this, James?
No, the Tim Kennelly roundabout there at the top of the Listowel, beside the Apple Green.
Yes.
There on the left side, opposite the estate, if you're heading out, there's on the pavement there, there was expansion joints in the pavement, and they were nailed into that tree of them. It was done deliberately. There were 2-inch nails that were holding them down, so they weren't easy to come up.
So this had to be, like, intentionally done. This is not something 100%. That dropped out of someone's bag. This was, they were nailed down at either end, these strips. And you said they were roof trusses, is that right?
Yeah, so if people don't know what a roof truss is, if they looked in their attic, it's the brackets that hold the whole attic structure together. So they're spiky, they're sharp, and they're ridges. And then, like, if I tried to pull them out of the ground with my hand, you couldn't. So that's when I went up and got the screwdriver and the hammer, and when I pulled them out, I noticed the big nails.
Yeah.
There's two in each bracket, so they were 100% deliberately done.
Yeah, yeah, so they're also known as tooth plate connectors, and they have spikes, they're like little metal grids with spikes sticking up to do their job,
yeah,
effectively. And somebody had come along and they had nailed them into the pavement in between, as you said, an expansion joint in that section of the pavement by the Tim Kennelly roundabout.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you must have been like thinking, mother of God, what in God's name, or who would do such thing, or why would anyone do such thing?
Absolutely. Look, I'm a parent and a dog owner, so, you know, you're always going to be looking out for your own. And then if we were walking the dog could have been injured that morning. We were lucky the baby was in the buggy. So, like, the buggy wheels won't burst, but someone's bike tyre or something would, or any child that was walking down the street would go down on it. Anything could have happened there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely anything, really.
Yeah, exactly, like, and that's they're dirty, like, that. You're looking at tetanus shots, severe injuries, possibly, you know.
And have you any idea, James, how long they were there?
My partner told me that she noticed them the day before but didn't know what they were and thought they'd just fallen. So I know they were there for over a day anyway.
So they were there for over a day. They were in this joint. And anyone who would have cycled over them, you can say goodbye to your tire, or any pet that would have walked across them would have had a nasty injury.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a disgraceful carry on. Like, it's not something you'd expect in a town like Listowel.
Yeah, like somebody went to the trouble here of nailing them down at probably in the middle of the night so no one saw them, but actually nailing them into the footpath to do damage to anyone and everyone that came along.
Exactly, someone's holding a grudge. Is what I would believe, maybe on cyclists because there's no bike lane on that side and people are up on the path, or even if someone just doesn't like pets, if there's with the dog fouling that's going on. You honestly wouldn't know unless you talk to the person.
Yeah, it's hard to understand what the object of the exercise was here or who they wanted to damage. But I suppose the reality of it, they would damage everybody if someone didn't see it or didn't spot it and all of a sudden stepped on them.
Someone just out causing mischief.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of mischief as well. And look, how many were there?
There were three in total.
Three in total. And you can see the pictures. You took a picture, you put it up on the Stole Do You Know, and you showed it from there. What sort of a reaction have you gotten to people who have...
When I checked last night, there was 181 reactions. There was more than 50 comments on it. There was a lot of shares. Like, people are outraged.
Yeah, yeah.
More shocked than anything.
Yeah. How did you spot them? Because they are thin, they are small. Was it a glint of the shine off them or what?
Yeah, well, I was looking down towards the buggy to interact with my daughter, and I noticed the shine from, obviously, the reflection of the sun there hitting them, and I went up and noticed them and started kicking them just to see, and that's when I knew that they were properly secured down to the ground.
Yeah, yeah, they were tacked on, three of these in a row, and if you just happened to be in the joint of the footpath or going across the footpath, your tyres are gone, definitely.
Yeah. And that's it, and you could have been down the road before you realised what happened to your tyres, and by that stage you're not going to find them. Like, that's how small they are.
Yeah, yeah. And is that the element of it? This is on the Tim Kinnaird roundabout. It's the N69, it's the intersection of the John B. Keane Road and Upper Church Street, coming into that side of it. So was it on the Upper Church Street side of it?
So you've got the three junctions there. So
yeah.
If you're heading out to town towards Tarbert, it would be on the left side there on the pavement.
Right, okay. So
you've got the pedestrian crossings then on the other side.
Yes, yeah. Is it near any entrance where cyclists would go, the Greenway, for instance?
The Greenway would be on the opposite side of the road, so it could be if people were heading down towards like to Aldi and stuff like that.
That's where it could be.
Yeah, so like if someone's cycling on that side of the road, possibly there's no bike lane on that side.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would be up on the path because of the roundabout.
Yeah. James, look, I don't know if you did this now, but have you contacted the Gardaí?
I didn't contact the Gardaí, unfortunately. I thought just get them up and that was it then.
Yeah, well, look, the immediate thing was to try and make sure that nobody does damage their bike tyre or their dog or their pet or anything like that to get them up in the meantime.
That's the first priority, you know.
Yeah, I'd imagine it could be difficult enough to establish as well who did this, given it's a random spot just by a roundabout, a busy roundabout where lots of people are walking all the time. Do lots of people walk their dogs in that area along that road?
Indeed, yeah. And there's no CCTV there, and the trusses were wet, or the brackets were wet, so like fingerprints and all probably gone off them.
Yeah.
So you could be chasing nothing.
You're in the element. And no CCTV in the area to spot. You think the person probably knew that, whoever went to this trouble of putting this down.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I done a scan of the whole area after that, and I didn't come across any more, but if they've done it once, they could possibly do it again, especially if they get publicity like that, you know?
Well, people want to be aware and be aware of where they're walking to make sure that they don't come into this.
Just be vigilant.
Okay, well, listen, James, it's astonishing stuff. Have you ever, ever seen or heard anything like this happening in Listowel before or anywhere before?
No, I'm 2 years in Listowel now, and it's been the most peaceful time, and you never hear any trouble like that, but coming across that and then to think that someone would do it elsewhere, it's just a bit shocking.
Hard to believe that someone would go to this trouble, and hard to believe what the idea, like, not that any idea would justify it, but what the object of the exercise was, just out of pure badness, really, to do damage to any and all, perhaps?
Yeah, shocking, sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, James, look, thanks for telling us. Thanks for going to the trouble of lifting it up, obviously, and taking it off the footpath out of people's way and for making people aware of it so they can watch out in other parts to see if this, hopefully this never happens again. But thanks for making us aware of it this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks for taking the call.